In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus speak the beautiful words, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." God is calling each of us to a specific vocation and a way of life. For most of us, it will be to marry and to raise children and to work in the world, to support ourselves and our families, and in whatever way we can, to build up the kingdom of God. But some of us are also called to devote ourselves exclusively to the Lord and to his church, in the priesthood or religious life. This is a very beautiful and demanding vocation, for as our Lord says, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few." We have been blessed here at Prince of Peace and in the Diocese of Charleston with some wonderful vocations. But the reality is that, on average, only 25% of those who enter seminary will end up being ordained. We need young men and women whose hearts are touched by the Lord and who have the courage and perseverance to take up their cross and to follow him. And so I would just like to make a few comments on religious vocations. One, you don't have to be perfect to become a priest or religious. The Lord calls all sorts of people in all sorts of ways. If he only called the sinless, he wouldn't have any followers. And when we look at the disciples, we can see that they were flawed in various ways, and most of them disappeared or denied him when he was arrested. And yet God uses the weak things of the world to show his strength and his power and his forgiveness. Second, I remember when I was first considering a vocation, my spiritual advisor told me to spend some time working with the poor. Like many Americans, I came from a comfortable background and never had to confront the harsh realities of poverty, hopelessness, and despair. And it is only when we come face to face with those realities that we begin to realize our own spiritual poverty and helplessness, and to trust in the grace and love of Almighty God. And finally, there is the supernatural joy of doing God's will in your own life. I remember when I was discerning my vocation and doing missionary work in Haiti with Mother Teresa's sisters, I was helping one of the sisters distribute rice and food and medicine, and she turned to me with a wide smile and said, "You really have to go to seminary. Look at us. We're feeding the hungry. We're healing the sick. We're living the gospel." The Lord is calling each of us in our own way to live out the gospel call. May we always be attentive to the sound of his voice. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.